Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Pitching In. It is Friday, January 5th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The sun is shining, birds are chirping, the Pirates offseason is alive with activity and fun and buzz and all kinds of stuff. And Ford, I'm lying, man. I'm lying through my teeth.
I saw your nose start growing.
I know, right?
I was like, birds are chirping, and then you went into the Pirates are just... Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. And you know what it is? It's the pirate look you got going. That goatee, my friend.
You like the goatee?
Yeah.
I kept the goatee for Christmas.
I like it.
Or, you know, I got it around Christmas. And I don't think we've done one of these since the holidays. So, yeah, that's like, I kind of did that. And I'm ramping up to maybe have the mustache for spring training.
Yes.
Not quite sure. I think I did that last year.
Wax it?
Wet. Yeah. I'm not waxing it. But I think I can rock the stash for spring is sort of my goal.
Okay.
But yeah, how was Christmas?
It was good. It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. Jacqueline's side of the family got sick. We usually do New Year's Eve. So they wanted to be safe. We said, cool. So we went in Christmas Eve when we're normally there. Then we had a long Christmas day, which was good. And the coolest part probably was I got to meet my new niece and nephew. My brother adopted, or is in the process, he's fostering now, a pair of siblings, a little boy and a little girl.
Awesome.
The little girl looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid. I'll have to show you a picture. She's adorable. But yeah, it was really cool to do that. Drove back, did a camp right after that. So
yeah,
been busy.
You're always moving, man. Always moving.
Hey, pot calling kettle black, sir.
Hey, I tried to take a rest. I did. I took basically a week off, believe it or not. Took the family down to DC. We did a couple days down there. I think, you know, I used to live down there, and so it's always, you know, near and dear to my heart, and did some,
it's such a cool place to visit too.
It is. It really is. And we did DC and the surrounding area. I used to live in Northern Virginia. And so the one day we did air and space out by Dulles and, you know, got the car, drove out that way, went through, a neighborhood I used to live in, proudly Vienna Inn. So the kids loved it. Abby loved it. We had a great time, but we were also sick, man.
I can hear it.
I know. I've been, I don't know if it's a sinus infection or I got something going on. I don't sound great. So not that I ever sound great normally, but
I thought you were working on your like pirate talk.
Yeah.
The deeper voice.
No, sir.
And
trying to drop my vocal cords.
Yeah, exactly. Is the Vienna Inn the home of the Vienna sausage?
No.
Oh,
I think it's a different Vienna. Yeah. No, they are known for their hot dogs and chili dogs and stuff. You would like this place, man. It's dive-tacular. Although some guy got really mad on Twitter that I called it a dive. But yeah, I mean, it is exactly a dive. They're known for chili dogs. And like, you know, they used to have dollar beers when I lived down there. It was a good time. So
that is awesome. Yeah.
It's all a place.
Maybe that'll be my Valentine's date this year. Maybe we can go up there.
Yeah, we're going to have to Valentine's date in Bradenton. You and I have to find a Waffle House or something.
He's
not there.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of restaurants and restaurants that we love, Pitching In is brought to you, as always, by the North Shore Tavern. If you love baseball, you'll love the North Shore Tavern. The interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day. The North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for Steak on a Stone. And this is your home for actual Pirate Talk, breaking down their offseason, what they've done. Usually telling you how to feel some way about something. And we're at a really weird juncture, Fort. And that's sort of where I want to open this show, where Pirates Fest, there's stuff tonight. But the bulk of it obviously is Saturday. And to me, that's sort of a marking point in the off season. You can look in the mirror and have feedback from fans about, are they excited? Are they not? You know, I think they could be more excited than they are now. I think the Pirates probably expected to go to Pirates Fest and have fans be a little bit more pumped up about what they've done. And I'll just say this, we're recording this on Thursday night. I still think there's a chance of something to get done. They wanted to get more done than they have. Are you starting to question, feel a little bit different? Should people be adjusting their thinking? Like, taking a step back and looking at the entirety of their offseason, does this concern you at all?
It raises a lot of questions, knowing that they have money to spend, knowing that, you know, they have, plethora of talented up the middle young guys that could probably return something.
Did you just drop a plethora on me?
I did. I've been,
wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
I've increased my IQ in the last week and a half. I think the market's slow, and I think some of the big names are still holding up, and Blake Snell and Bellinger and JT Martinez, Justin Turner. And I think sometimes that holds off some of the trades, because you brought that up, and I think that's the way they're trying to go. I think they're trying to trade, and there's some good partners out there. I mean, Oakland has opportunity. You see, Seattle has opportunity. There's a lot of teams that have maybe something that we could need, and I think they're trying to do it. I just think it's just hitting a stall button over and over again. I think.
So what would that stall button be, Fort? I mean, like the Pirates are looking for a certain player in a trade, and he might not be available. Or like the Pirates have their target set, and what their, you know, like the ask is too astronomical, and they're trying to wait that out. Like what generally creates the snag in these scenarios?
I think there's a lot of teams that think they're going to be in the thick of it next year, and they're moving very strategically. Okay. So they're going after their guys, and it's just like a draft board. They just fall down the line. So, we're not going to get Snell. We had that money there. Now let's see if we can go get, you know, maybe two middle of the radar guys and trade one of our young guys to get that other asset that we need that would make our team better. So they find ways to get whatever analytic they're chasing to show that their team will be better moving forward. But I think, you know, the Chris Sale thing to Atlanta, he was in the back of my mind that it was a possibility to be that AJ Burnett, because we have money.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I had never dreamed he would be a guy that we could sign maybe to a multi-year deal, but like, those are the moves I expect. I think that's the piece we're missing, is a reliable guy that could kind of, you know, set the tone. And who better than a guy like him, who literally is like a Pirate?
Yeah.
He's got that like just swagger and kind of aggression about him, and he's funky. I kind of hope, weirdly enough, that they go out and get Madison Bumgarner. I have a really good feeling if he came, he fits.
Really?
Yeah, like, I do. I saw his face in a meme, and I don't even know what it was. I think it said the A's should just sign all these guys, and it was Vogelback, Baumgartner, and I was like, we should sign Baumgartner. Like, if he wants to play, let's go get him.
He's only 34.
He's only 34. He can't.
I don't know if I like it or not, but he's only 34.
He's league minimum, though.
Yeah, he's league minimum, but he had a 10 ERA last year.
Yeah. But he when he signed there, I didn't get it. It's a bad place for him to pitch. And I think it's a great place for him to pitch here. And he's so different than everybody in our division. I mean, he stayed in the same division too. Like, all the things you don't do when you're a free agent.
Yeah.
You went to a smaller market. You know, you did all the things you're not supposed to do. Hitters park. Yeah. It's just one of those things. I think that would be really neat to see. I don't think it'll happen, but that'd be a really good risk, and sign him to maybe a 2-year deal. Take that chance.
Wow. Wow. That is a risk and a half, friend.
Well, I just think a guy like, I don't know why, when I saw him, I was like, this dude may love this place. And he's got the it factor of, I want to win, and I want to win now. He wants the ball. And I think coming here, I think all the pressure goes away for guys like that. I think when they gave him all that money, he put all the pressure in the world on him. Because his stuff still plays. He just didn't pitch well at all. And it looked like he was so stiff. You can't throw like that. And lastly, one of our best pitching prospects is identical to his movements.
Yeah. Salamada. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I don't know how I feel. I really didn't expect.
I surprised that. I held that phone for you. Yeah.
I know. So I don't quite know how I feel.
Him and Wood are my two guys, if you're wondering.
No, Wood I'm fine with. Alex Wood would be great for me. I'm on board. I don't even know if I hate the Mad Bum thing. What I would like that next pitcher to be is not a robot.
Exactly.
Like I want a guy
well
with an
said.
Edge.
Well said.
I just don't know if I want it to be Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah.
Like three lefties in the rotation.
Yeah, but he's so different. I know.
But...
And I looked, his velocity wasn't really down. I mean, he's been 88 for the last 5 years. But I just think he's a guy I see Oscar doing something with. I really do, because Oscar's a great developer.
Yeah. Since the start of 2020, he's made 69 starts. Mm-hmm. He has a 5.23 ERA. He's 15-32. He's thrown 363 innings. FIP of 5.17, 1.379 WHIP. Like, those are not good numbers.
Not good numbers. And I'm not saying they are.
And that's not a small sample size, man.
Yeah. But league, once again, if you can get him for $1 million,
how about we spend more than $1 million?
Yeah, somebody. I get it, but he's just out there.
So am I. They're not signing me.
Well, if you single-handedly won a team of World Series, they may. You know, I know it's an interesting, but it all depends on the person, like on him. If he wants it, you could see in Arizona as soon as he signed there, he knew he made the wrong decision. You could see it in his face.
Yeah.
And he wanted to do well, but it wasn't like the former guy that, you know, was literally going to take bullets for his guys. It looked like he was fighting a different demon. Maybe that goes away. I've seen that.
I mean,
I've seen that a lot. You know, you have too. Guys go somewhere new. I mean, it helps.
I know. And they've done a good job of that. So I want to be receptive to that, because I do think that's how the Pirates can sometimes fix what ails them. And I like Madison Bumgarner's personality, and he could probably be a little bit prickly, and that's okay. I want that. But I don't want somebody with a 5.23 ERA. That's right. Just who I can get for $1 million. Like, those are not selling points to me.
Agreed.
But I mean, I would, you know, he's going to be throwing somewhere. You're going to have an opportunity to see him. You're going to be able to talk to him. Like, you know, they're surely scouting him, and they have people on it, I would imagine. So, I mean, if those people are telling me it's a yes, I wouldn't be against it. I have a hard time believing that somebody would be, you know, that bullish on Madison Bumgarner compared to, I still think Fort and I.
Oh, I'm not saying compared to anybody. I'm just saying, go get him.
I know. I got it. I just still think there's an opportunity for a trade. I really do. And that's not just like me pulling this from thin air. Like, that's, you know, some informed opinion.
Yeah.
We've
said that since September that made sense.
It made sense. They don't, even if they would not trade some of these guys, like, I don't understand how you suss out what you have, meaning Pagero, Gonzalez, Triolo, Bay, Alika Williams. Not that that's a major thing, but you're going to have Tamar coming along, Cruz every day. You know, Cruz to me is a separate conversation. You obviously,
but he's going to take at bats.
He's going to take time. Well, yeah.
You know, and that's a problem for those guys.
Yeah. And I mean, I just, you know, you have an opportunity to package some pieces of the farm system to address a need. Why not do it? You know, and we've talked about this on here. I still don't understand how the outfield reps are all going to work. I mean, how you're going to get it, like, you're going to get at bats for Sawinski, for Reynolds, obviously, but, like, you know, how much does Kutch play? What happens with Oliveras, Connor Joe, Joshua Palacios? I don't know. What if Henry Davis can't catch? Does he have to go to right field? I don't know. Where does Jared Triolo go? If he hits, you want to find him a spot? I don't know. You know, it's a lot of weird stuff that I think a trade, if you can get somebody interested, which I think they can, you know, would alleviate some of that. So I still think that's the most logical thing. It would be my preferred way of fixing the pitching, but you do bring up an interesting name.
Yeah. And I would say both. I want both.
Both.
I'm pretty bullish. I think.
Well, if they've got one move, then I don't want it to be Mad Bum.
Fair enough. If they have one move, if you want to know my one move.
I know your one move.
What's my one move?
Logan Gilbert.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
All right. Tell me, is it a trade?
Well, if you're going to go, I was going to go.
Well, your one move is probably Blake Snell.
No. Somebody I think we could actually sign to a multi-year deal that makes us extremely, extremely a different team.
Who?
Trevor Bauer.
Can of worms?
No. Oh. And here's why. Here's why. 2 years. Everything has been exonerated. He lost $50+ million, went to Japan, which possibly when it comes to you better do things right or you are gone. You better respect everything about what's, I mean, if you ever seen Mr. Baseball, it's very similar. I love the stories from over there, but you have to go into their culture and be in their culture. It's not like when Dominican guys come here, or we maybe a little bit more like when we go to the Dominican, but you have to go into it, have the respect, take your shoes off. He wasn't the same guy over there, and he hasn't been the guy since he's been back. And yep. I've heard good things across the board.
Yeah.
And at some point, me and you, we both have faith. You have to have forgiveness. And some of the things people have done out in there that are still playing, and he's not, it drives me insane because he's one of the best pitchers in the world, and he's not on the mound in the major leagues. I want to give him a chance. That's what small markets have to do. And everywhere he goes, he's the smartest pitching mind in the room. So he's going to make our entire organization better. He did it for the Reds. He'll do it for us. And if we don't sign him soon, I wouldn't be surprised if the Reds or the Cubs take a risk, because all you have to do is manage him. I mean, that's like people saying Josh Hamilton. Ah, blah, blah. Well, okay. If you knew all the things he did, like, but at some point you give him forgiveness and you see what happens. And he was marvelously good on the field. And I get it, but that's the one thing when you're a small market, you have to take some risk. And I don't know what else he has to do. You know, that's the problem is like, I don't know where you say like, well, where do you go from here? Like, you know, he's the one that's actually the victim. And after it all said and done and had to go over, and I mean, he's the one that lost $50 million and spent $10 million on lawyer fees. I didn't want to get all in the weeds, but it's tough to say, you know, and he's going to be blackballed.
I don't think he's going to be blackballed.
The fact he hasn't signed, and I don't know if he's being talked to that much. I didn't want to go too far into it, but like, I mean, his name's not even in my circles, hasn't even been thrown around.
Yeah. I mean, my understanding from the Pirates' intention or feelings on this is that they're not interested. And yeah, I mean, proof to back that up, I would say if Trevor Bauer was going to help them, I mean, they've had a need for a while. They've had an opportunity to sign him for a while. Maybe if you're Trevor Bauer, you're holding out and saying, man, I don't really want to go to the Pirates unless I have to, you know, and maybe you're holding out to go do something else.
That's why I think it would be such a good fit. It's because it is the Pirates.
Well, okay, counter argument, because I am mostly against it, and I'll explain why I'm against it.
And I get that too. I get both sides. It's just if you want to win, that to me says we're taking a risk, we're going to manage it, and we're going to win.
If
now.
You want, if but okay, he's, if you want to win, he might be. He might. He be, would be. He might not be. He might not be for it.
He threw 113 the other day with a 4-ounce ball. It was impressive.
Well. All right, so I'm gonna preface my comments by saying I have softened on this quite a bit. I've listened to you. I've listened to other people talk to me about this, and I understand the forgiveness quotient of it. I question whether how Bauer likes to conduct himself will jibe with how the Pirates like to handle pitchers. And what I mean by that, he's very much his own cat, right? Like he wants his sticks and his own routine, and he's going to do things his own way. Like I don't see him doing well with being told exactly what to do, how to throw, how to conduct yourself. And I feel like that's kind of what the Pirates have become. I'm not necessarily sure that's what they wanted to become.
In a developmental sense, I completely agree. But like when you,
like we're seeing them toy around with Priester, Rowanzi, Ortiz, like you're going to throw a sinker, you're going to move your body a certain way. Like
development wise.
Yeah. Like I'm not sure that's player centric.
Skeens.
They haven't screwed with Skeens yet, right? To my knowledge.
I'm not saying screw it, but pitch design, development.
I mean,
he's probably doing that now. Like he's probably, you know, in Bradenton doing that. But he would be doing that on his
own. How's that going to work with Bauer? Like, is he going to come in here and then the Pirates are going to be like, whoa, Trevor, hang on. We do it this way. This is what we want you to do. And he's going to be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
It's going to be rough.
I think he'd be more the Rich Hill side. Like, what do you need? How can we help? Let's move forward. Not a Vasquez side. Vasquez needed some guidance. Rich Hill didn't. Like, and I think that's
Velasquez.
Sorry.
That's an important middle syllable, brother.
Yeah. Sorry. And but when Vince was here, like, they were helping him find some things he didn't know he had. Same with Rich Hill, and he was open to it. And I think Trevor Bauer would be too. I think old him and old baseball, no good. Now I think it's a little different. And you could put clauses in the contract.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure that's what happened in Japan. And, you know, they may not like his social media, but listen, it would help the Pirates.
How do you think it would go over with fans?
I don't know. I think
you I'm can't split have on this.
I am too. And that's where it boils down to. It's a PR thing. It has nothing to do with talent. Like, if you got in a room and you put 10 guys that are available on the planet right now and his name's up there, like, and you have to win the game, 10 guys, he's probably going to start. If you have to win the game,
yep,
him or Blake Snell are going to start. Blake Snell, reminder, was the Cy Young. You may start Stroman. You may have that argument. I doubt it.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is like, you're not saying like, well, you know, he's okay. Well, he hasn't pitched in 2 years. He did. Well, he wasn't the MVP of his team. Well, he doesn't throw 99. It's just like all these things. Right. He checked all the boxes. And that's where it's like, I don't know how the fans would handle it, but if you want to win and you want to see him do something that's a little different, way outside their norm, that's a swing.
What do you think he gets when all is said and done? Like, what do you think a Trevor Bauer contract, whether it's from the Pirates or somebody else, what do you think that number looks like?
It'd be hard fetched for me to not see him get at least what Jack Flaherty got, $14 million, I think.
Okay.
But I honestly, I don't think
they're not paying that.
No, hold on. What I'm saying is, I don't even think he's asking for that. He took $3 million in Japan and he could have fought for more. Yeah. I think he would come to a place. It doesn't matter. He's got more money than he knows what to do with because he has all these investments. He's fine. He wants to play. He wants to play a long time. If he falls in love with this place, I think, and he's who he could be, and he stays, you know, nose up. Now the media, there's no telling. They may fall in love with him.
Yeah. They could. I don't know.
Like,
I have a hard time believing the Pirates would pay that number for the amount of risk that Trevor Bauer would carry.
I don't think he's going to get that's anywhere the right near move. It. Yeah. He's not going to get that. If you just talk about talent and, you know, I use Jack Flaherty because there was issues the last couple of years inside the clubhouse. And you look at how much you got. I mean, the market's crazy. I mean, we talked about, like, Tom Murphy blew my mind. I would have loved to have him. $8.4 million with an optional third year. A guy that hasn't stayed healthy. He'd be great for us, but you can't pay that for an unknown.
Yeah.
So,
for my view on Bauer initially was that the Pirates would get crushed if they signed him.
Initially, I think so too, because you kind of said that, and I was like, yeah, you're right, man.
But as time has gone on, and I don't know whether it's the Pirates being in a predicament and needing pitching, maybe it's more facts emerging from the Bauer case, maybe it's just distance. You know, I think that helps anybody in any situation, you know, just some distance from a problem. I think the mood around it has softened. I don't think people would be as mad. Figure the Steelers welcome Michael Vick here. You know, guys get other jobs after doing
and what he's done, things. Right? And he went to prison. And I've caught guys, you know, I'll never forget. I can't think of his name. I didn't know who it was. Usually, you know.
Yeah.
But the shortstop, first overall pick, had really a lot of problems, some drugs, alcohol, hit somebody, involuntary manslaughter, was in prison for like 3 years.
Hmm.
Made Texas's team out of camp, pretty much out of prison. He's still playing. I just can't think of his name off the top of my head. But those are the stories you look at, and as soon as you meet him, you know. Like, this guy has so much regret. He wants to do well. He wants to prove everything in the world to his family that he's not the guy he was that gave when they gave him $6 million. And, you know, and I really believe that's Trevor Bauer. I think, you know, he felt invincible. He played invincible and he ran invincible and he got, you know, crushed for it.
Yeah.
And now he learned from it. And yeah, it's interesting because you look across the league. I mean, all the allegations with Kobe Bryant. I mean, we had a quarterback here that had allegations and they come back around to do things and you're like, wow, like right, wrong, or indifferent. These dudes have changed a lot of lives because somebody forgave them and let them move forward and didn't bury them.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah. I understand. And, you know, I think sometimes people in my world are, you know, you're very quick to judge and bury and not think enough about these are kids, man. They're young. They make dumb decisions. Like we made dumb decisions when we were younger too. Yeah,
it's just a lot louder. You know, now,
I never
right?
did anything like that.
No,
But like not everybody is perfect. Not everybody lives the life that we would desire them to live. That being said, like, I still don't think I would have to know a number on Bauer. I'd want to have a conversation with him.
And you'd
like,
want to know more context.
Highly nuanced. Yeah.
Like if you had an interview, if you had a, let's say, Nightline 60 Minutes with Jason Mackey and Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
And you have the light and the lamp on you. I would say 30 to 40 minutes in, you're a really good judge of character. You'd be like, I'd ride with him.
Yep.
Or I wouldn't.
Yep.
And then from there, then I would move forward. It's just, they have that capability, the talk around the league. People understand.
Yep.
So like you figure that part out. And if you know that's good, then the next step happens. And if you know that's good, I think he's a dude that's like, give me a chance. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Because that's always been who he is. So okay. We'll see.
All right.
Somebody's going to sign him. And if it's Atlanta Braves, like I'm done.
Oh God.
I'm done.
Oh boy.
It can't be LA. Yeah. So that's the next logical, like this would not be fair for baseball.
Yeah. I wanted to get to some FanGraphs projections for it. But we should really just use that as a segue to talk about our different leagues strategy.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up. Cause I thought about something. So I keep
this
hearing.
This is always like, scary.
No. Yeah, it is. But remember my IQ just went up. I'm using bigger words and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
I learned how to spell recently.
All right.
I did Common Core the other day, math. So if you look at just how the team's set up and if they could take away the confusion, our team on paper right now is better than it was last year to start the year, period.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know if I agree with you in that comment.
I haven't looked at the numbers, but I guarantee you because
why? What makes you say that?
Because think about our team starting the year.
Okay.
Gonzalez is better than Rich Hill. Martinez is better than Rich Hill. Velasquez was a 5 ERA coming in. We didn't know he was going to do what he was going to do. We didn't know a lot of those things.
Okay.
Right? Mitch Keller, all-star coming back. Bednar, second-year all-star coming back. Holderman, our bullpen's by far better.
The bullpen's better. I will give you right? that. Yes.
And Reynolds, Hayes, step forward. Sawinski, step forward. Kutch healthy, step forward. We know he exists and that he could be a plus WAR player.
Okay. Is first base better?
Triolo is going to be the best defensive first baseman in the National League, possibly, if he plays. But offensively, yes. Not defensively yet.
Defensively, are the Pirates better at catcher than they WAR last year?
Like I said,
or is it about the same?
Okay, so here we go. Here we go. I did look this up. Indy Rodriguez was a negative in every attribute last year. A negative WAR player. He wasn't Indy. He wasn't the guy he could be. Now, if Henry Davis can walk behind the plate, have a catcher's ERA under a 5, be a negative receiver, and hit 202, then yeah. But that's not going to be the case. They have 2 defensive guys. They have him.
And he wasn't the catcher at the beginning of last year.
Huh? Correct. But
it was like, Austin Hedges, who at least did something defensively. I'll give him that.
That's the only position that you're like, man, we... Because Oviedo wasn't in our starting rotation to begin the year.
Yeah, he was, because Brubaker got Tommy John.
Yeah.
He started the year.
He wasn't supposed to. So the whole thing. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is, like, I think Brubaker and Gonzalez.
But Fort, I mean, they have 3 starting pitchers right now.
They had 2 to end the year.
You're moving the goalposts on me.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about beginning of last year to beginning of this year.
Yep. And I'm just saying, I think they are. If they played right now, they would win as many games. They just need some pitching because those guys are gonna fall off the map. They're not gonna be able to stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean that's
the biggest thing for me is the question marks.
Yeah,
and the bats.
And it's not just signing one WAR guy. Like, there's a lot of question marks that are internal. I mean, they need to trade or add another pitcher externally, sure. But I mean, I have just as much concern. And this would be a good point to tease the thing going across the bottom of your screen. What part of the Pirates concerns you most in 2024? I think this is a fair one to add to that list. But, like, is Quinn Priester going to be anything? Is Luis Ortiz going to be anything? Rowanzi Contreras on down the line, too. Like, it's not optional for Solomato to come up here. Jared Jones, Skeens,
right.
Bubba Chandler. Like, we're counting on a lot of stuff going right now, Fort. I mean, I worry so much. This would be my answer to that question, is just the pitching. And I don't see how they're better this year than they WAR last year, just based on pitching. Like, last year, there was at least a starting rotation.
Pitching, I can't say. Without Hedges and without Oviedo, without a Rich Hill, like, you have a lot of question marks there. Offensively, we're going to be better. Defensively, we're going to be better. But the uncertainty. Like, I think there's chances that – I think Piguero may be the most impressive player at the end of the year when it comes to improvement.
See, defensively, I don't think this team's going to be better. I disagree with you there.
Really?
I do. I mean, I think there's going to be a drop-off defensively behind the plate, whether it's with Henry Davis, Ali Sanchez, or even Delay playing a lot.
Nothing counts back there for me right now because it doesn't make sense, and I don't know how to, like, explain what I think. It makes no sense. So, like, nobody in the world of baseball has ever walked – from not catching a whole year, everybody telling him how bad he is, and then being like, "Oh, now you're gonna catch. Now you're gonna catch. You know, now
we believe in you.
Yeah,
go get him.
Like, make it make sense. It's never happened.
Henry Davis is like the Mason Rudolph story.
Yeah, and he's so bad that he's caught 100 games. He's caught a little bit over 100, not even a full season in the minor leagues. But we have predetermined he is so bad he'll never catch the big leagues. The greatest thing that could happen is if he goes to AAA and catches. Every day until he figures it out.
You think that's possible?
It should be.
Yeah.
But they need a catcher.
I worry about that. Nobody's
talking about it, but if that...
Hey, I wrote that. I don't want to hear that.
I'm saying nobody outside of you. Like, I put you in a different norm. But yeah,
They need catching assurance.
But that makes them a better team, I think. And then you go sign a Tucker Barnhart.
He's gone. Get that minor's deal.
I took some time off from reading all that stuff, but that's what I
know. And like, I agree.
A minor's deal for Tucker Barnhart?
I know.
Like, you're getting a little bit Stallings. Yeah.
One of the things that's what I wrote, Rowdy Tellez, make sure I don't screw up these numbers. He was non-tendered, right? The Brewers didn't want to pay his ARB number. The Pirates ended up getting him for 54% of his ARB number. Stallings in the same boat last time through arbitration. If they would get Stallings for 54% of his projected number, that would be $1.9 million. I would spend $2 million on Jacob Stallings to have that certainty. And then I know whatever I do with DeLay, Henry Davis, Jacob Stallings, whenever I bring it around, I know that I'm at least going to have somebody there in Jacob that, like, he's going to be able to catch a game. He's going to be able to call a game. He's not going to embarrass himself. He's going to be up, be able to handle 162, like the grind of a season. Like, I don't have to worry about that. Now, if Henry Davis is good, and if Henry Davis hits and all this stuff, I'm going to play Henry Davis. That's great. He's the future. I hope I get that outcome. But it worries me not have it. You know, like,
but you would still carry three. You would still carry three, because if Henry Davis hits, that's why they moved him. Yeah, I'm with you. Stallings makes a lot of sense.
What if Jason DeLay gets hurt? And then all of a sudden, your catching depth rests in the hands of somebody who has played seven MLB games in Ally Sanchez, and someone who has caught two MLB innings, and that's all you have. What?
Yeah,
you want to talk
about a complete disaster, because the information, you just said it earlier when you're talking about, you know, Trevor Bauer, like, there's so much information and they're developing so much at the same time trying to win. If you bring in a kid who's caught seven games, doesn't know the staff, learns new systems, and is getting into the big leagues and trying to stay.
Yeah.
Indy had a hard time with it last year. He's uberly talented and has a chance to be, in my opinion, as good as Realmuto. And you just can't do that. You need that veteran presence.
Yeah.
Like, you really do. I hope they do something like that.
Yeah.
My guys keep getting taken away, but maybe there's a trade out there. Maybe.
Man, there's just, I really thought a lot of this stuff would be sewn up by Pirates Fest. And we're recording this again Thursday night, and let's hope that there's something that happens and that this is dated for that reason. Can't go back and re-record. But man, it's just, their offseason, if you think about it, is nowhere near complete. Mm-hmm. It's January 5th.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a lot of teams like that for some reason.
Yeah, you're right. Except
LA and the Braves and the Orioles. They're just like, yeah, we're just going to go backwards and sign, like, let's sign this guy from high A for 10 years. No, just for fun, because we can. They're just playing a different level. And you almost have to. You got to figure out ways to make it work. And
off air, Fort and I came up with a solution.
Yes,
and
we'll
get out of here on this.
Yeah.
You should basically just have a varsity and a JV league.
We'll go A and B so we don't hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want anybody to be sad. But I mean, it is so absurd to me that the Pirates compete in the same jurisdiction as the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Cubs or the Red Sox or the Yankees or anything like that. But, and that's not excusing the Pirates' behavior. It's not excusing the Dodgers' behavior.
Because you can win without it. It's been,
you can, but it's that easier mean to do you it should. The
other way. Yep, exactly.
It doesn't mean you should. You should spend more money and they should spend less. And they should be forced to do that, which is why I am very much in favor of a cap and a floor and revamped revenue sharing and all this stuff that I know will never happen.
It's never going to happen, because why would LA and New York say,
we
want less money?
Yeah.
You know, like, we'll take less money and we'll spend less money for you guys.
Well, yeah. And I mean, the PA is never going to do it. And I understand why. And all that stuff, but I don't think
it's going to be MLB that's going to be the problem this time. I think I think the owners are going to fight more this time.
I hope they do.
I think the MLBPA is just sitting back, like, how far is this going to go with money? Because I mean, it's the top 1%. It's not like it's the entire league, but they keep giving to give more. Like, that everything is going up, and now the minor leaguers have it. I think it's going to be the pensions and all that stuff may be in trouble, but it's going to be the problem of the owners. There's going to be a discord at some point, because
I'm not taking a stance on this, Fort. And I know you're a former player and I respect that. And I respect all the work that you've put in, and you should enjoy every single benefit from that. But from a media consumer, other side of the fence standpoint, I will never understand how you can look at the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, the success that exists in those sports, competitive balance, guys making money, popularity, all this stuff, and say, like, yeah, but that doesn't work for us. we can't do that. No, that doesn't work here. You know, dude, if the NFL can do it, guess what? You guys can figure it out. Baseball should be America's pastime. It should be a sport that people really get into and concern themselves with. And it's going the other way because the competitive balance sucks, because it's economically unfair and it's just getting worse. And like, I feel like the worst thing is that the sport cannot realize the problem that it has. It thinks everything's fine because, like, immediately, oh, Shohei Ohtani signed a $70 million deal or whatever. How funny is that? What's that breakdown? Like, the breakdown is people turning off your sport because it's dumb. That's the breakdown. I'm off my soapbox now.
So I don't fight on that side. I fight for the old players, their pensions and everything else. Other than that, like, yeah, let's bring it on. Bring on a floor, bring on a cap. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, enough's enough. Everybody's going to get paid. They're going to get paid well. It's going to keep going up. And we're talking about a very small percentage, right? And I don't think it's great for the game. But kudos to Ohtani for going outside of it and beating the system. Like, good for them. LA is not just beating it with their salary on the field. They're dominating behind the scenes. Their hires. The Cubs right now are dominating with their hires. They had one of the smartest baseball minds, period, in Craig Counsell. And their entire focus, nobody knows. And I know some things, and they're making moves. And they're plucking. And that's what great teams do. They pluck the best. And it's not just the analytical people. It's all of it.
Yeah.
Because they're always looking for ways to get better. You know, like that's where there's an even bigger imbalance, right? Like, it's like being Jason Mackey with that beautiful goatee.
Stop it.
It's just an advantage that you can't explain sometimes.
You stop it, sir. Enough out of you.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're not going to see you next week. You're going to be down in fantasy camp, right? We can't do this because you're going to be busy having fun.
Well, I was going to say we could just rotate guys in.
Can we?
Why not?
Fort, I would love to get some fantasy camp guys on here. I love it.
Whatever can do is you tell me there's time. I'll set up the camera. You want fantasy camp guys? You want, I think, let's see, the alumni, it's me, Wilson, Cappy, Al Oliver, Garrett Jones, Mike LaValier. Found out KY's coming today. Blast, Teak.
Goodness gracious.
Drayback, can't wait to catch my Cy Young. Cy Young, we were no hit. I mean, we're just no hitting guys last year breaking bats. So our team's gonna be stacked this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Jack were the only two that were under 50. I think KY's right at 50.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Cappy and Jones. Jones just won the MVP up in Cooperstown last year. So
Cappy gonna throw?
He better throw. I've never caught him. I've hit against him, but I've never caught him. I want to catch him.
He better start his motion.
Like, yeah, I'm going to catch all 20. Starts. I'm going to catch all 20 innings. Spanky may catch an out.
Yeah.
He did last year.
Really?
Yeah, he caught an out and then he fell and he looked like a turtle. We still joke around about it. He couldn't get up. It was so funny. If you know Mike LaValier, he makes fun of himself as much as anybody. He's the best.
Oh, that crew, man.
Yeah. I'd love to have you there. I wish you were coming.
I really do. I wish I was too. I should fly down there just to hang out and screw around.
You may be able to pitch that. Pitch that in because there's two mini camps going on down there, a minor league and a major league mini camp, because we had to move some stuff around.
Okay.
Yeah. So you may want to.
Okay. It's an interesting thought, Fort.
Let's go. All right.
Remember to like and subscribe. That button is on your screen. You can get all of your Post Gazette content there. Steelers, big one this weekend. Penguins, Pitt, all that fun stuff. You can hear more from Fort McHenry and I as well as we get ready for this Pirates season. I'll have you covered from Pirates Fest at postgazette.com. Fort, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Always. Thank you, brother.
All right. And we will, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
my man.
Good stuff. Hey, feel better.